David, Bo, and Colucci wander the base during an afternoon break in the bombardment to see what remains standing. They noticed first their loss of creature comforts. Mess hall non-existent, the shower a charred pile of lumber, their hooch caved in by a direct hit, and lister bags, canvas containers of water suspended on tripods, where they filled their canteens, shot full of shrapnel. The eastern half of the airstrip had been gouged full of holes, as if the gods of war and recreation had dropped giant bowling balls on it. Only the shitter stood untouched.
"Figures the bastards hit mess hall and spared the shitter,"
Colucci grumped. Red clay caked his utility pants and chest hair, and his left eye was swollen shut.
"We're gonna be eating sea rats, morning, noon, and night."
Bo shucked a piece of shrapnel onto a pile of debris. Black smears streaked his freckled face, and several fiberglass panels were missing from torn pockets of his flak jacket. He gestured toward the nonstop explosion southwest of the base.
"Whatever attacked Kaysan last night is getting the crap bombed out of it."
Colucci made a sour face and spat.
"Fucked up war with fucked up leaders on both sides. Ours sends us into the jungle with our hands tied behind our backs. Theirs pretending to fight in a war of liberation when freedom for anybody is the last thing on their minds."
Bo pointed skyward.
"Ain't no hands tied this time. There's fighters and bombers stacked five layers thick up there."
Colucci grunted.
"Yeah? In the meantime, we're sleeping in trenches with no hot chow, no water, and no ammo."
David gave him a shove.
"Come on, Rock. They got some licks in. But now we know where they are. Charlie won't exactly be sitting in the lap of luxury either."